This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Local news is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation would like you to be aware of a scam going around. Text and email scams are circulating once again, with the recent wave of scams warning of unpaid vehicle fees and including a fraudulent link to try and get individuals to pay for the fake violation. Remember, the Wisconsin DMV will never text or email you saying you owe money. If you receive one of these messages, do not click any links or provide personal information, and report and delete the message. You can find more tips at wisconsindot.gov. Monday, February 2nd, from 3:45 to 5 p.m., there's a chess club over at the Phillips Public Library. This is your chance to either learn how to play chess or just learn to sharpen your skills. This is open to all ages and experience levels, and takes place the first Monday of every month. Once again, this is taking place Monday, February 2nd, from 3:45 to 5 p.m., over at the Phillips Public Library. Each February, cross-country skiers from all over the world travel to Hayward to compete in what has become the largest cross-country ski race in North America. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
Eau Claire-based author Jerome Poling, a longtime journalist and skier, chronicles 50 years of the American Birkebeiner in his new book, American Birkebeiner, the Nation's Greatest Ski Marathon.
But I knew the 50th anniversary was coming up, and I thought, well, what a great time to maybe chronicle 50 years of Berkey history.
Conducting over 60 interviews with past race officials, skiers, and volunteers, Poling says his book traces the Berkey from its early days in the 1970s to what it has become today, showing how the race has grown and changed over the years. He explores what Berkey Week is like for both the town and the skiers, tells the story of race founder Tony Wise, and explains the idea of Berkey fever, why people keep coming back year after year. He also talks with participants from the very first race and traces the history of the trails, how they've evolved, and what makes them challenging.
I felt it was important to chronicle all of that history, but also to, you know, kind of celebrate what the Berkey is and put it into a book, because it is an iconic, not only Wisconsin, but national and worldwide events. So it deserves a recounting of its history and a chronicling of its history, because it is such an important event in the Nordic ski world.
Illustrated with more than 150 photographs, the book gives readers a full look at the race, the communities that support it, and why it has become one of the world's largest cross-country ski marathons. Poling says he hopes the book reaches both longtime Berkey skiers and newcomers, giving readers a deeper understanding of the race's history and why it's such a big deal for the Hayward area. The book is available online at the Wisconsin Historical Society Press and the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. A small portion of royalties from the Wisconsin Historical Society Press goes back to the Berkey Foundation.
On Saturday, January 24th, at 8:22 in the morning, the Ashland Fire Department was dispatched to 820 Water Street for a fire coming from a house. The fire department responded immediately with 7 personnel, and Engine 2 arrived on scene at 8:27 and found a 2-story residential structure with flames coming from the first floor. Within 2 minutes, firefighters knocked down the flames and aggressively transitioned in through the front door. The home was searched and no people were found. Firefighting was slowed until electrical service was stopped to the home. Once power was cut to the home, firefighters knocked down the remaining fire and overhauled the structure for an hour and a half and negative 20 degree temperatures. 2 pets were found deceased. CPR was performed by a firefighter with no success. The resident was not home at the time of the fire. Mutual aid was received from Washburn Fire Department and Mason Fire Department. In total, 22 firefighters were on scene and no injuries were reported. Ashland Police and Wisconsin State Patrol assisted at the scene, and all communications were handled by Ashland Bayfield County ECC. Ashland Fire investigators are actively investigating the cause of this fire, however, no foul play is suspected. The Ashland Fire Department would like to thank all responding agencies for their assistance, and would like to send out a reminder that you should have a working smoke detector on every floor of your home and in every bedroom. Wednesday, February 25th, from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., it's a Bring Your Own Book Club over at the Phillips Public Library. Have you read something you're excited to tell others about? Or do you enjoy hearing others review books they've read? Maybe you're always looking for new ideas for what to read. Well, you can join this book club that doesn't require you to read certain titles. You can read anything you want. If you aren't currently reading a specific title, you can share a favorite book you've read or just listen and get ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, February 25th, over at the Phillips Public Library from 12:30 to 1:30. A Wisconsin senator is calling for Kristi Noem's resignation. Joanne Krulitz reports.
Senator Tammy Baldwin called for Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to resign in light of lawless immigration and customs enforcement agents, the killing of two U.S. citizens on her watch, and her subsequent lies in response to the Americans' deaths in a virtual press conference held Tuesday.
We need some accountability at the Department of Homeland Security, and that starts with Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem has overseen the killing of two Americans in Minneapolis. That's two out of the three homicides in the city this year. She has blatantly lied to the American people, telling them not to believe their own eyes. She is overseeing total and utter chaos in our country, putting more American lives at risk every day. And that is why she has to go. She needs to be fired or she should resign. ICE is simply out of control and this chaos has to stop. And the president needs to pull these armed, masked agents out of Minnesota before someone else gets hurt.
Senator Baldwin also called for an independent investigation into ICE officers' killing of Alex Pretty and Renee Good.
To make matters worse, Kristi Noem and ICE are blocking the local police from even conducting a real independent investigation.
After the killing of Alex Pretty, Senator Baldwin announced over the weekend that she would not support any additional funding for DHS without increased transparency, accountability, and stronger guardrails to rein in ICE. During the conference, she was asked if she would risk another potential government shutdown to put controls on ICE.
The question is, are my Republican colleagues going to just look the other way, or are they going to join us in adding accountability measures that rein in ICE? It's as simple as that. We have two choices. We can either move forward and add accountability, strong accountability measures to the Homeland Security bill, or they can opt to not do so and thwart the will of the American people.
The U.S. Senate will consider a package of funding bills for fiscal year 2026 this week, including funding for the Departments of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Local News right here on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another Bucks game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks back at it again tonight in Milwaukee as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bucks able to snap a five-game losing streak with a 131-115 win over the Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. Kyle Kuzma with 31 points asked if it's been tough sledding the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us, but you know, New Orleans is coming in. We got to do the same thing. Play fast and play together.
NFL, the Pro Bowl games were last night. Packers' Micah Parsons in attendance in a scooter. I talked to Evan Williams about how much they miss Parsons after his knee injury.
It definitely is difficult when you have, you know, your all-pro guy, your disruptor, a guy that's been a leader for you all year. It definitely hurts to, you know, have a guy like that go down. But we all understood what the type of defense we were the year before we got Micah, and we played some pretty good ball that whole year.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams from Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few flurries this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 22. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A little more often on light snow late tonight. Our low down to 10 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few flurries with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.